Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Yvonne, who has a family history of hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Hello, you're right.
I'm well.
I've been given a letter because my dad's just recently been diagnosed with a heart condition.
Okay.
And I've got to be referred because I've got to be tested as well.
Sure,
so that's what I'm doing here.
Okay. So where do you need to be referred to?
It says I can either go to choose Sunderland or I can just, I don't mind staying with the Newcastle one because I can either go to, but I don't mind going to the Freeman.
Sure. You have no symptoms?
Not that I know of. I've got the proper name, but I can't pronounce it.
Can't say it yet.
Yeah.
Okay. How's your dad?
He's all right. That's it there.
Hocum.
Yeah.
For short, okay. Is he an athlete?
He used to play football and he used to do, like, he's done the Great North Run and everything a few times, but he hasn't done anything.
So he's been asked just to hold on for the time being, all right?
We thought it was a suspected heart attack, and then he's obviously been having tests, and this
and
is...
picked it up.
Yeah.
Fine, okay. So his heart's fine at the moment, it's just...
Obviously he's just been told, and obviously we've now got to get tested, all of us. So.
Okay. Tell me a bit more about yourself then.
I'm fine. I don't, like, my sister's looked into it and she's, like, been giving her stuff, but I haven't really looked into it because I don't want to scare myself.
Okay.
So I just want, but I'm all right. I mean, I haven't done any exercise since finding out. I've just, because I don't really want to.
What do you normally do?
I normally run.
To what extent?
It's just a few miles. I normally just go to Heverton Park and just run around.
Competitively?
No, just to keep fit.
Okay. And you've been capable of doing that, clearly?
Yeah.
Without too many issues. Okay. Work-wise?
Fine, I've been off for 2 weeks, so I'm all right, but I work for Sainsbury's. So
what does that involve?
I'm a team leader on the produce, so it's like heavy lifting.
I was going to say it's physical, isn't
it?
Yeah. Okay. Home life?
Fine. Single mum, two children, but okay. I'm fine.
How old are the kids?
10 and 7.
And they're well?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not a smoker?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Habits that I need to know about?
Probably just me drinking.
Tell me more.
I just like a few, but obviously I do like a few Jaegers and things, so I'm good, but I'm not going to have them since finding this out, obviously because it's got the energy drinking and stuff. And
sure.
Obviously, my dad got told that he had to stop drinking them as well. So
he's easing off on the caffeine, and so are you.
I only drink tea. I don't really drink coffee, so...
Okay, but the energy drinks...
I don't drink them in any way. It's not something I drink. It's just if I go out and have it. So I've just stopped that as well, so...
Okay, so you had a thing about an occasional binge, though.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Tell me a bit more about that, if you wouldn't mind.
It's just when I go out with... Like, when I haven't got the children, I go out with my friends and we'll have a night out.
And to what extent would that go to? Some people have a binge, and because a binge for me is 2.5 pints.
Oh, that's more than that. It's quite more, it's a lot more than 2.5 pints. Yeah.
Okay. Can you give me a figure?
It's normally 3 drinks in the house is probably half a bottle of Di Serrano.
And you're above my head here. Di Serrano.
Di Serrano
is that
pork.
A spirit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then that's when I have that when I'm out.
So that's half just, a bottle of spirits on your own?
Yeah, in the house.
Okay.
And then I go out.
So that's quite
a
load, isn't it?
Mm.
Okay. Do you want any help with that?
No, honestly. I don't drink like every day.
So you're planning to moderate it anyway?
Yeah.
From the sound of things, great. Well, that's probably a good thing. Have we ever done an ECG on you yet?
No.
No.
Okay. Have we checked your blood pressure?
No.
So we could do some of these things.
Okay.
I can listen to your heart today, check your blood pressure, and then we'll arrange for an ECG. So no chest pain when you're exerting yourself from the sound of things. Breathing's fine.
Yeah.
You can obviously exert yourself without too much difficulty. No ankle swelling. No breathlessness on night.
No.
Never suffer with asthma or anything like that.
I don't, but my little boy does.
Okay.
So, but no, he's fine.
Anything else that we need to talk about apart from this?
No.
So this referral, you want me to refer you probably through to Freeman Service there. Have we got a name of somebody? Are we referring to Julie?
Yeah.
Let's do your blood pressure and then listen to your heart.
Okay.
And then we could follow this up by you seeing one of my nurses for an ECG.
Right.
A normal ECG will not quite rule it out completely, but it means... If it's completely normal, it's less likely that you're you're subject to it. Okay. Never aware of any palpitations, your heart racing or anything.
No.
Borrowing your fingers.
Yeah.
So normal, healthy sounding heart, not racing, normal rhythm, no added sounds. So there's nothing that's suggesting hope with you at the moment. And your blood pressure is perfect. That doesn't completely rule it out, but it gives us some reassurance. So why don't you just crack on and dictate a letter and send you off to see Julie and the team.
Okay.
Letter to Julie Goodfellow, BHF, cardiac genetics nurse at Freeman Hospital, Newcastle upon Tyne, NE7DN, sorry. Dear Julie, I'm very grateful to you for seeing Yvonne at a routine opportunity at your own recommendation. Her father has just been diagnosed with HOCM and fortunately has been very well with this, but it was found incidentally when he presented with some chest pain, which then proved not to be cardiac, full stop, new paragraph. Yourself is extremely well, is asymptomatic, does run but not competitively and has never been restricted in her exercise capabilities. She's a young, fit, healthy, single mum with two kids. Her blood pressure today was 114 over 74. Her pulse was 80 and regular. Heart sounds were normal with no bruise. Full stop, new paragraph. Does have a bit of a tendency to binge with the drinking, but we've talked about this and she's decided not to do any aggressive aerobic exercise until she's been screened by herself, full stop. I've arranged to do an ECG on her at the moment. Past medication, present medication, allergies, as per record. I'm very grateful for your help in organising a echocardiogram and any further appropriate testing. Yours sincerely, Keith Birrell. Does that sound okay? Is there anything else that you need any help with?
No, that's
that's yours. I don't think we need to take
that
from you. No, we need to... Okay.
Yeah, because I think I need to send that back to them because I've got to return it.
So if I stamp that and you can send that back off and just say that I've done that. Would you need me to just send that with a letter? Probably you do, don't you? So that can go with it, can't it, really?
Lovely.
Any queries?
No, just obviously if there's anything that I shouldn't really be doing, because obviously I don't. My dad obviously was fit and healthy, and then obviously he just went and obviously he was in hospital for a while with his, like, obviously because they thought it was a heart attack. So I just want to know if I shouldn't be, like, not doing anything or if there's anything that I should be doing.
I think you can safely carry on with normal activities, but I think it's a sensible thing for you to not be running at the moment, particularly if it's more aggressive. But you can go to the gym, that's absolutely fine, but I don't think you should be doing any endurance procedures, and I don't think you should be sprinting.
Right.
So you shouldn't be expecting anything more of your body than you're normally able to do. But I don't see this causing any difficulties.
No, that's fine.
We'll do that ECG. If that's completely normal, then you could probably carry on with your running. But let's wait for a couple of weeks until at least we know from Julie how long it's going to be before the ultrasound scan okay. of your heart.
Well, that's
but I think if your ECG is fine, then it's extremely unlikely that you've got hokum or anything significant at the moment.
Okay.
But the echo would give you a bit more reassurance, and then you can probably get back to being a bit more aggressive with the exercise at that stage.
No, that's fine.
Does that sound
okay? Yeah, no, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's lovely.
You're welcome.
Thank you very
there's
much.
There's a remote, tiny risk of sudden cardiac death with hokum, and that's why we're cautious about it.
Okay,
and then that can be treated to reduce that risk.
Right. No, that's fine.
All right,
lovely. That's great. Thank you for
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thanks.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.